Bavakam perchas mishna dalet. Cheresh shoyte v'katan pikiyosan ra. Cheresh shoyte v'katan, interacting with them is very difficult. Not great. Achoyvel behen chayiv. Because if a person damages them, he's chayiv. V'heim shachovlu b'acherim peturin. But if they would damage somebody else, they're potter. They don't have das. A cheresh here is a person that lo'olenu can't speak or hear. And all three of these don't have das, so they're potter. Ha'eved v'isha pikiyosan ra. Also an eved knani and a woman. Also, interacting with them when it comes to damages is not really ideal. Hachova behen chayiv, because if one hits them, hurts them, he's chayiv. Veim shachovlu b'acherin petun, but if they damage somebody else, they're potter, because masha kana isha kana bala, masha kana eved kana rabo, everything that they own belongs to their husband or master. Even nichsei malug, even though it's technically hers, the meshubit to the baal for Paris and Yerusha, if she dies, so she can't give them away. Aval mishalman la'achesman. But that doesn't mean that there's no chiv on her head, or on the Eved's head, because once they're freed, she gets divorced, then they have to pay later. As the Mishnah says, niskarsha isha, if the woman gets divorced, nishtacher ha'eved, or the Eved is freed, chayovin l'shalim, now they have to pay. Masha ein kein, in the beginning of the Mishnah, a cheresh shotu v'katan, there's no chiv to begin with. So even if a katan grows up, or a shota gets his das back, so on and so forth, they're still potter because the chiv was never created because they didn't have das when they did it. But here, they're chayv, they just don't have what to pay.